This is Party Line.
Radio communicates. Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
WILO, Frankfort, Indiana.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
There is a difference.
When you invest with us, you are helping the local economy. We keep your money working right here in our area. Our interest is local. Invest here.
Encompass Credit Union, member NCUA, community minded just like you.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
WILO wants to hear from you. Let us know your opinion by sending us an email. We now have a sound-off page at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Just go to the community page and click on Sound Off to submit your opinion. We've made it easy for you to sound off on the local issues important to you. You can also submit by emailing your opinion to newsroom@casperradio.com. Let us know what's on your mind. One more way we're keeping you connected. WILO.
It's called Greek's Pizzeria, but it's actually great Italian food in Frankfort, Indiana, right on the square. And even though you can't sit in the dining room right now, you can definitely carry the great taste of Italy into your home or have it delivered to you. Greek's Pizzeria even has a delicious gluten-free option on their medium pizzas, as well as amazing pastas and fresh salads, too.
Hello, I'm Heather Wood, General Manager of Greek's Pizzeria. Even though you can't dine in, you can always place an order to pick up or let us deliver it right to your door.
Call 765-601-4269 and let Greek's Pizzeria cook for you.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line on this Thursday. I want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, Johnny V's, Pepe's, and Greek's Pizzeria, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Plus our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, made possible by The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBuy Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, and Slabby's Food and Freedom. I'm Kevin Keith. We got WILO News Director Ken Hartman over there. Good news, my girlfriend just texted me, Ken, and she said, homeschooling day five, they all graduated. Hashtag, we're all done.
You think you're done.
I appreciate her optimism. Good morning, Todd Corey.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
We're good. Hey, we're done with the homeschooling. I just got a text from my girlfriend.
I heard that.
They all graduated. We're good.
what was the sliding scale on that anyway?
Called She Wants Some Rest is the sliding scale. Yeah, I guarantee you that. All right, we've got Todd Corey on the line this morning, USB General Manager. Todd, thanks for your time this morning.
Oh, not a problem. It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Todd, you guys sent out a release yesterday regarding the things that were being flushed.
Yes.
And I don't know what I did with the release. I've got it probably in my office somewhere. I don't have it in front of me. So go ahead and tell people exactly what you don't, besides the wipes, which is obvious. What are the other things that you guys don't want flushed?
Oh, paper towels, the cleaning wipes, as you just mentioned. There's things now called flushable wipes that really don't, they really kind of tear things up as well and plug things up. So It's just anything other than toilet paper you don't want to flush at this point in time.
So how bad did it get before you guys decided to issue the advisory that you did?
It wasn't. It's not real bad. We have rakes in right at the front of our system, and it catches most of it, but it'll start to plug up after a while. We haven't ran into any problems. It was something that went out from other communities that was running into the same thing. But our system caught most of them, Ken, but it's just something that we want to try and get out in front of more than being more proactive than reactive at this point in time.
So, I mean, do you think people just were not aware or just trying to take the easy way out?
Probably a little bit of both. If you're there, you're cleaning, let's say you're cleaning your stool and using these wipes and stuff instead of just throwing them in the trash and thinking they're, you might have something on there, just throw them down the toilet and let them go. So I would say a little bit of both.
You know, I'll be honest. I'm guilty somewhat of Kleenex every once in a while. What is the thing against Kleenex? Because it seems to be the same texture. That was kind of one thing I was a little confused.
I can't really answer that for you. There's obviously something, especially if you get the ones with lotion in them, Ken. That's going to be the ones that'll cause a problem.
Okay, I don't use those, so I guess I'm okay.
You don't think about that, do you?
No, you don't. That's why I asked that, because, I agree with what Todd was just saying. Sometimes you get things on there as you're using them, and you think, I'm not going to put this in the trash.
Right.
I don't want to smell out the apartment or wherever I'm at. So.
Right.
Exactly.
So, the disconnects, how are those things going?
They're going well. Well, they're not going at all with the disconnects at this point in time. We suspended any disconnects. What was that, last Monday?
Yeah.
A week ago, past Monday.
Yeah, I believe that's right. Yeah, the 16th, I think, is what it was.
So we're not doing any of the disconnects. It's just something that we thought necessary. Well, and then the governor came out and had an executive order against it anyway. So it's just something we're getting by with right now, or we're not doing. So we have guys that normally do that, just busy doing other things right now.
Just how are things in general for you guys? I know it's different right now, but just how are things, how much out of the ordinary is this for you guys?
It's quite a bit right now, because what we've done throughout the utilities and the billing office is we divided our crews up in halves. And so, like, one crew was working Monday, Wednesday, Friday this week, and then Tuesday, Thursday next week. And then it's vice versa with the other half of the crew. And we've done that just to keep separation between all our people, in case somebody comes in the morning. They congregate in the mornings and in break rooms and stuff like that, if somebody would come down with it, that we don't have everybody exposed. So we've separated people by doing that. And it's been a little hectic this week, with trying to get stuff done with half crews and everything, but we're doing the best that we can.
When you just said break rooms, people don't even think about, we go to break room, everything's fine, but you got to be careful of that too now.
Exactly. You got to be careful everywhere you go. So I know there's one thing, going on, is there's a lot of wiping going on and a lot of hand washing and a lot of hand sanitizer we're going through in all the different departments at this point.
How about Lysol cans?
There's one or two floating around here, but I don't know how many for sure.
This is different times for everybody, and there is nothing normal for anybody.
No, and hopefully this isn't the new normal, that we get past it and we can get back to normal, some sort of normalcy anyway. But we're just plugging and chugging along with half staffs on given days and making progress.
I hate to bring this up, but I'm going to, is that how far, is this new schedule for you guys, is this getting you guys behind, or, if so, how much is it getting you behind?
Really, probably from the other departments other than electric, electric is getting us behind on our pole changeouts. Mm-hmm. And doing not the new services that people sign up for, we're still trying to get those done in the same day, but we still have construction projects out at the new hospital and up at the new park. That's pushing us back a little bit from a labor standpoint, because we've had a couple poles hit over the weekend, so our guys are half staffed or going out and trying to get the poles replaced. So with that being said, the construction projects are getting pushed back a little bit, Ken.
Okay, and I was just going to ask you how are your project status coming, but I think you just answered that. So is there anything else with those that you want to let people know about?
No, we're pretty close on the park. Hopefully, if everything goes well, we might be able to get that one done next week or the week after, and then the hospital's going to follow suit, and then we'll just be back, hopefully back to some sort of normalcy on just doing pole change-outs and doing day-to-day maintenance from an electric standpoint. But the other departments are just kind of, they're just steady with things. We have our next dilemma will be the bid opening for the wastewater treatment plant, which is supposed to be April 6th, and we're trying to work out the logistics on that right now so that we don't get behind schedule on that project.
I should have asked you, are there any projects that are in danger of some problems if you don't get some things done here?
Nothing's in danger. It's just going to push them back. We do know that there's about in the area or around the area, there's four other wastewater treatment plants that are going up for expansion, and everybody and their brother's bidding on these things. And ours is the first one that is coming due for bid opening. So we talked about it and thought about pushing our date back, but we decided let's keep it right where it's at, and we're going to figure out, like I said, figure out the logistics on how we're going to get these things and get them open on April 6th.
Your next board meeting, how are you guys going to work that next board meeting for you guys?
I think there's different things that can be done, and there has to be one member, and I'm not for sure how or all the logistics on this one either. There has to be one board member there, and then they can do a video. Well, it's kind of like what you ran into at the school board meeting the other night, and I think that's probably how we're going to have to pull something like that.
I would say it'd be like either Mike or Kent, and then probably you, and then you know whoever else happens to show up. I mean, Andrew would probably take in minutes, and you know, but other than that, I think it's probably about it. So.
Yes, and that's what we're leaning towards right now, and we're looking at moving the location because of the bid opening, probably more towards the IT center or the data center out here so that we have more room to spread out instead of the council chambers.
How long do you, I know you got all the lobbies closed for all your businesses right now, so how long do you anticipate that to go?
Well, it's going to really depend on what the governor comes back and says. You know, right now we're up until April 7th. Or the morning of April 7th, we put with all our plans that we put in place, we planned for the whole month of April, knowing that we could pull that back up if we have to and go into our full schedule. So we're just kind of, we gave ourselves more time, and hopefully we don't need that much more time, but I think it's really going to depend on what the governor comes back and says to us.
Okay. You and I kind of talk about this every time you're in here, but I don't know if you saw us or not, but Richmond Solar Park won its approval to get going.
Oh, okay.
From IMPA, so.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought
That'll give them two of them over there, I believe.
Yeah,
Richmond already has one, and then this is going to be their second one.
I believe you're correct on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, and I know there's IMPA is still talking to some people around here, some of the local farmers and stuff, looking to maybe purchase some land for them. For a lot smaller project than what they're talking about north of town.
Okay.
So they're still in talks with some local people. Hopefully, one of these days we come up with something, and IMPA has a solar park here in Frankfort as well.
Okay. You got anything over there?
Not really, Todd. Other than we do appreciate your time on this, and it's good to know that you know the USB is still working and still getting things done and taking care of the day to day, because it would be too fun if we didn't have electricity, would it, Ken?
No, that water and hopefully the sewage still flows. Yeah,
right.
Because that's one of the questions that we ran into is what do you consider non-essential personnel, and everybody's essential in the utilities when it comes down to it. So
sure. Let's just
We had to sign some papers saying what they that we were that these everybody was essential people. And or their positions was essential, and then everybody has to carry them in their personal vehicles so that they can come to and from work. But it's you really can't pick and choose on what it is, especially when you're running half your staff on every other day.
Right.
So we're in a we're doing what we can, and I believe other departments and around the city kind of followed suit with what we were doing as well, and it's working out. And as long as the people abide by the rules and know that you know keep your distance and stay at home. But our guys, all of our people, are still on. They're on the clock when they're not here, and if we we have a major disaster or something like that, once we call them, they have 30 minutes to get in here and be ready to go. So we have we had a pretty good plan put in place, and we put it in place in about a 24-hour period of time, and so far it's working out well. We haven't ran into any blips yet, but somewhere along the lines we may.
I shouldn't say this, but I'm assuming even if the sewage department wasn't working, the sewage is still flow somewhere.
It's going to flow. Most of it's going to flow, but will flow somewhere.
Yeah,
but
right.
we need the electricity to keep the lift station
that's
running.
That's right. I know that.
Doesn't that usually flow downhill, Todd?
No, you know, Kevin, ours really here. Ours flows uphill because we flow from the south to the north.
Okay.
So we defy gravity and we flow the other direction.
It does flow uphill sometimes, doesn't it?
Yes.
I'll keep that in mind when dealing with management things.
Todd, is there anything that you want the general public to know about what's going on or services they need? How's the best way for people to get a hold of you guys right now? Is it through the phone, email, or how do you want to try and get a hold of you?
It's really probably through the phone, Ken, because our emails aren't published like they are in the paper for the council members and the commissioners, things like that. Really, everything would more than likely go through the billing office to get things, especially for new service or to pay your bill over the phone is the best way for us right now.
Okay.
But other than that, just hopefully everybody stay safe is the main thing, and listen to what the experts are telling us to do.
Okay.
Todd Corey, USB General Manager, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Take care, Todd.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll take a quick break. Come back with more Party Line next on WILO.
When it comes to the outside of your house, leave it to Welties to make it right and keep it right. Roofing, siding, windows, guttering, and more. Welties is the proven and dependable place to go for quality since 1937. Welties Custom Exteriors of Frankfurt.
Hi, this is Ryan Welty. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Whatever you want to do, Welty works for you.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
WILO wants to hear from you. Let us know your opinion by sending us an email. We now have a sound off page at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Just go to the community page and click on Sound Off to submit your opinion. We've made it easy for you to sound off on the local issues important to you. You can also submit by emailing your opinion to newsroom@casperradio.com. Let us know what's on your mind. One more way we're keeping you connected. WILO.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance. and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow.
Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line on this Thursday. I want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, Johnny V's, Pepe's, and Greek's Pizzeria, plus ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. I'll explain in a minute, Ken Hartman. Just hang on a second.
Okay, I've got something to say anyway.
I bet you do. Our telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBike Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, and Slabby's Food and Freedom. I read a lot of trade magazines on the radio industry, and there's a small segment, Ken, of radio stations across the nation who have switched to playing Christmas music now because it's warm, familiar, comfortable. I don't want you or Russ Casper to get any bright ideas this morning, but I thought, because this desperate times call for desperate measures, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people are cooped up right now. Of course, we had the Christmas lights, everybody. That became a national thing a couple weeks ago. People putting Christmas lights back up to get in the warm, fuzzy, familiar, comfortable realm of things. Now, we're not switching. I know Robbie Lou's listening, too, and she would love it if we switched to Christmas music.
I'm not saying a word.
But I thought I'd just throw in a little Burl Ives there just to kind of, yeah.
Oh, by golly,
it is. There's something comfortable Christmas about that.
The only thing I'm going to officially say is that Kevin has lost his marbles this morning.
Hey, we're just getting started, too. We're just a couple weeks into this thing.
That's what worries me.
All right. We are not going to all Christmas music unless I get a directive that we need to. But I thought about, what about throwing one in an hour?
Okay, I look at it this way. Please don't go back to the 1800s to dig up something for Christmas music like that one.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a classic. The Burl Ives, you know?
It's a classic for some people, not for me.
Okay.
I would prefer to hear something a little more modern, thank you.
Along the same lines, Hallmark knows how to make self-isolation a bit more bearable. The network announced that it's having another weekend Christmas movie marathon. Its sister network, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, also has its own lineup of holiday movies. Hallmark's Countdown to Christmas and Hallmark Movies and Mysteries holiday marathons kick off this Friday, Ken. So, something for you to do this weekend, since you've got cable and I don't.
Well, the problem is I still get a chance to watch some old NCAA games, which is...
That's cool, man.
Sometimes that's not too bad.
I saw the Duke-Kentucky game Saturday. I never get tired of seeing Christian Laettner beat Kentucky.
I don't either.
Yeah, that's a beautiful
thing.
And
all of a sudden, we got a chance Sunday before Donald Trump decided to interrupt everything, watching Villanova beat Carolina.
I watched part of that, too.
At least the guy waited until the game was over before he decided to come on.
Man, it's cool to see James Worthy in college. And who? I guess Jordan was freshman or sophomore.
No, that really beat Georgetown. That was back in 82, I think.
Right. Yeah, I've been enjoying some of those.
So it's not too bad.
Yeah. There's always some of those. Like, we all knew the shot was coming up from Christian Laettner, right? Yeah. We knew what happened. Right. So you got to watch the whole game to get to the good part.
I would still hope CBS does, because I went back and
I like that too.
What I'm hoping CBS will do is go back about 1990, I think it was, when Loyola Marymount scored 149 on Michigan.
Yeah.
I watched a little bit of that the other day.
Oh, was that on?
No, I watched it in the office.
Oh, okay. Okay, on YouTube or something. Yeah, mm-hmm. Cool.
I hope they put that back.
That's a heck of a game, man.
Well, I love it, especially when Marymount kicks their rear ends. I love it, especially that group after they just won the NCAA tournament the year before.
Right.
They were all high and mighty and got their Steve Fisher all acting all smug.
Now, if you remember, before that Duke-Kentucky game, right before that
BYU had beat somebody to get in the Final Four that year.
Was it Syracuse?
I don't think so.
I think it was.
I want to say Seton Hall.
I can't remember.
Okay. But they played the game before. I remember watching that.
Yeah. Because I knew the games after that were Ohio State, Michigan, and Cincinnati, Memphis State, Pair Bowl Conference.
Yeah. Man, I love college basketball.
Yeah.
Going to miss it this year. I already miss it. Where would we be? Would we be to the Final Four yet? Would we be in the Elite Eight?
Let's see.
Yeah.
This would be the second week, and this would be Elite. This is the Sweet 16 week this week.
On another note, I'm happy to see some of these rock and roll artists who have money give money. James Taylor donating $1 million to a Boston hospital for coronavirus relief. The singer released a statement saying it's a point of pride for New Englanders to claim Massachusetts General Hospital as their hospital. Mm-hmm. Also, Elton John going to be hosting a concert from his living room Sunday. The iHeart Living Room Concert for America will feature top stars including Elton John, Mariah Carey, Tim McGraw, and others performing from their own homes. So I'm happy to see this, man. I'm glad they're doing something about it. Also saw this story yesterday for all our Democrats out there. Businesses controlled by President Donald Trump and his children will not be receiving loans or investments from the Treasury Department programs included in a $2 trillion stimulus plan. So there you go. Also, that was worked into the bill thanks to Chuck Schumer, and that's okay. I'm okay with that.
Yep.
So now the politicians are trying to decide which one of their four homes to quarantine themselves in.
Well,
must be a tough decision.
Yeah, it must be. I have to say, because I went out and did a little shopping yesterday, early last night, went out to Walmart, and surprisingly, there weren't as, you know, the obvious things, toilet paper, paper towels, and Kleenex, those were shot.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of regular food was shot, and the frozen food, but basically everything else in the store is there.
I heard, that's good, and I heard a friend of mine who works for us part-time on the weekends, he works in Lafayette, and he stopped by Meijer yesterday in Lafayette, and he said he was just trying to get some meat. He couldn't find any chicken or hamburger, but he thought, well, I'll settle for some lunch meat, maybe just make some sandwich. He couldn't find anything. He said it's all wiped out, even old-fashioned loaf, and my question is, who eats old-fashioned loaf?
I'll go on the record right now. I don't touch it. I don't touch it or pickle pimento or whatever.
I like old-fashioned loaf every now and then with a slice of cheese on some wheat bread. It's all right. But, I mean, wow, if you can't even find some lunch meat in some places.
Walmart, I think, had a pretty good selection yesterday. I think last night. And I'm going to guess. Trying to think where else.
Did you see anybody being stupid? Like buying animals.
You know, I really didn't. Of course, people may think I was stupid. I actually went out for a reason. You know what it was for yesterday, because I told you.
Oh, yeah.
I found that.
So, okay, good.
So if you want to say I'm stupid for going out for that, be my guess.
Well, I'm not going to do that. I'll leave that to Dave Ramsey.
Okay. It's stupid.
Don't be.
You're stupid.
If you do that. If you get out for no reason.
You're stupid.
That's right.
Okay, a Mexican man is getting creative to fill his craving for Cheetos during the COVID-19 coronavirus lockdown.
I saw this.
He sent his chihuahua across the street to a grocery store with a note and $20 attached to her collar. The note asked for Cheetos, the orange ones, not the red ones, because they're too hot.
Yeah.
It wasn't long before his pet returned with a bag of Cheetos. He posted the photos on Facebook, and of course, the story went viral. And did you see the story the other day, Ken, on the guy who's using a drone to walk his dog?
I saw that.
Oh, the creativeness of Americans. I love it.
You know, in case people don't know, and I've seen this for the last couple of weeks, the new Cadbury Bunny commercials.
I saw it too.
Is actually a two-legged dog.
Yeah, it is. It is.
The dog only has two legs.
They put the bunny ears on him.
Yep.
Yeah. I saw that too. Yeah, that's cool.
I really feel good for that dog. It still thinks he's got some usefulness. You know,
absolutely.
Despite with only two legs. I really feel bad for the dog.
Absolutely. I know. But he looked happy.
Good.
Dogs are usually pretty happy. And I was encouraged to see this. The company that makes face protection for hockey players is now switching to make gear that shields against the virus. Bauer Hockey says it's converting its factories to make face shields for frontline healthcare workers. It's not clear if these face shields could also take a slap shot or not, so we'll see. Maybe you might need that if you're one of the healthcare workers.
Would you like to be a goalie and just wear that? I don't think so.
They are true goalies, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're on the front lines,
that's right.
Literally. Mm-hmm. And one more for you. In Kansas, residents of Survival Condo can live 174 feet below ground with all the amenities, Ken.
Uh-huh.
The 15-story underground building comes with access to a 3.5-year food supply, community indoor pool, gym, rock climbing unit, first aid center, and its own armed security guards. The former missile control center also has a fish farm and a garden filled with fresh veggies. Units range from $1 to $3 million. In that case, I'll take two, right?
Mm-hmm.
The owner says there's only five left, Ken.
Well,
so,
I'll tell you what, you'll see Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone running around there, too, probably.
Yeah. I'd feel a little more safe, I think.
Well, I'm thinking because of the movies they were in.
Yeah. Yeah. Rambo. Yeah.
Commando. All
right. Ken, thanks as always.
No problem.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us today. We hope you and your families are doing well. Tomorrow, I want to take some phone calls. What are your creative ways of passing the time with the kids? Because I could certainly use a few suggestions myself, and I've got a few I'll share with you tomorrow. I want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, Johnny V's, Pepe's, Greek's Pizzeria, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Plus, our telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBuy Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, and Slabby's Food and Freedom. See you tomorrow morning at 8:30. Have a great day from WILO.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.